Good afternoon. This is your conference operator. Welcome to Acosta Verde fourth quarter 2023 earnings call. After the speaker's remarks, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question during this time, you may register by pressing star one on your telephone keypad, and you may press star two if you would like to remove your question. Please note that this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay at www.grupoav.com. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado, Grupo Acosta Verde's Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today to discuss Acosta Verde fourth quarter 2023 consolidated results. I'm joined on today's call by a few members of our executive team, including Jesús Acosta Castellanos, our CEO of the company, and Hernán Treviño de Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. Yesterday, we released our quarterly report, and we hope you had an opportunity to review it. All our reports are available at the website via investor section. If you want to be included in the future distribution, please do not hesitate to contact us at investor@grupoav.com. Before we proceed, I must remind everyone that during this conference call, we may mention metrics and adjustments that are not defined by IFRS, so they do not represent a financial analysis of the results in accordance to IFRS, and we will mention only to measure the operating performance of the company. It is possible that certain future statements or subjective analysis are made during the call, as well as statements that may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in a good faith basis and with the understanding that the management team considers that there is reasonable support for them. However, we cannot assure that such expectations and projections will materialize. Therefore, the actual results could materially differ from what is expressed or indicated by way of future estimates. We encourage you to review our financial statements and quarterly report, where you can find a more detailed description of the company's risk and operational performance. Following the prepared remarks, we will open the call for questions. I would like to turn the call over to Jesús Acosta.
Thank you, Edgar. Welcome to Acosta Verde's fourth quarter conference call. We're delighted to have you all here today as we review the key results and achievements of this past quarter. It's an exciting time for our company, and we're eager to share with you the progress that we have made in recent months. Throughout 2023, Acosta Verde dedicated significant effort to achieving substantial growth in NOI, EBITDA, and visitor traffic, all with the firm objective of maintaining and preserving the strength of its financial balance. I am pleased to share that the annual objectives were met with solid and favorable results. Our operational and financial results underscore the resiliency and profitability of our Plaza Senderos project, all while prioritizing the well-being of our most valued stakeholders, our visitors. We remain steadfast in our commitment to provide clean, safe, and enjoyable family environments, ensuring that every visitor feels welcome and eager to return. As we move forward, Acosta Verde continues its trajectory of growth and development. One aspect of this ongoing progress is our Ensenada project, which remains under construction. The estimated opening date is set for the early part of the second quarter. This highlight represents an opportunity for our company as the completion of this project is poised to generate additional revenue. We are excited about the prospects that lie ahead and remain committed to delivering value to our stakeholders through strategic initiatives and continued expansion. In summary, we take pride in our achievements to date and remain committed in maintaining our momentum and continue to create value for our investors, employees, and communities. We will continue working on and implementing plans and projects, ensuring that our Plaza Senderos remains the essence of excellence. Without further preambles, let's begin with the details of our performance. Now, I will hand it to Hernán Treviño with the operational indicators.
Thank you, Jesús. Our commitment to achieve excellence and customer satisfaction has been instrumental in achieving the following milestones. At the end of the fourth quarter, 2023, La Costa Verde's portfolio comprised 17 shopping centers located across 9 states, primarily in the northern and central regions of Mexico. These properties recorded an average occupancy rate of 94%, with a total GLA of 442,000 square meters. Compared to the same period in the fourth quarter, 2022, the occupancy rate had an increase of 1.2 percentage points. During the fourth quarter, our total portfolio welcomed approximately 29 million visitors, highlighting the enduring appeal of our Plaza Sendero. Through targeted marketing strategies and engaging events, we have witnessed a surge in community engagement, resulting in a 10% increase in visitor numbers compared to the same period last year. By the end of the 12-month period, we had 9.2% increase in foot traffic compared to the same period in 2022, resulting in a total of 106 million visitors. This consistent growth in foot traffic underscores our dedication to crafting an enticing destination where individuals can indulge in shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences. In addition, our parking lots experience an increase in vehicular traffic of approximately 6.3 million vehicles recording during fourth quarter of 2023. This represents a 1% increase when compared to the traffic observed in the same quarter of the previous year. The comparable portfolio base for vehicular traffic during the fourth quarter of 2023 in comparison to the same period in 2019 recorded a decrease of 7%. Nevertheless, this decrease has been offset by an enhancement in income generated per vehicle. In the accumulated results, the shopping centers reported a total of 24 million vehicles, a 6% increase compared to the equivalent period in 2022. In line with our leasing strategies, we executed leases for 16,000 square meters during the period. These leases encompass both replacement and renewal agreements, resulting in a lease spread performance of 15.2%. Moreover, the increase in lease spread over the 12-month period can be attributed to an enhanced strategy aimed at optimizing tenant selection and retention. With a cumulative lease spread of 8.6%, resulting from the replacement and renewal leases covering 74,000 square meters. This achievement highlights our refined leasing tactics and our capability to maximize rental income within a dynamic market environment, reaffirming our dedication to delivering enduring value to both our tenants and stakeholders. Additionally, our effective performance is largely credited to the strong relationships we have adopted with our tenants. The solid relationships we've built with our tenants have significantly contributed to our collection efficiency, resulting in a remarkable collection rate of 102% compared to the quarterly invoicing and maintaining an annual collection rate of 100%. In terms of ESG initiatives, particularly regarding environmental issues, we completed two key programs during the quarter. These programs involve the replacement of conventional lighting with energy-efficient LED technology and the integration of water-saving equipment and toilet facilities. Both initiatives will help us achieve our objectives of reducing the water and energy intensity into the portfolios. In the social sphere, employees receive training about workplace diversity and inclusion as part of their comprehensive training at work. Additionally, seeking to improve the well-being of our employees, Health Week was carried out during this quarter. Through this initiative, we provide them comprehensive well-being evaluations, medical checkups, and sports activities. Now, let us move on to our financial results with Edgar.
Thank you, Hernan. In the fourth quarter of 2023, the increase in NOI was 12%, reaching a total of 327 million pesos from 292 million pesos in the same period of the previous year. The NOI margin for the fourth quarter 2023 was 90%, 1% higher than same quarter last year. In the accumulated results for 2023, the NOI reached 1,267 million pesos from 1,073 million pesos in 2022, representing an 18% increase. This growth was primarily driven by an improved revenue performance, notably fixed rent, which experienced a higher increase than inflation. Additionally, expenses remained consistent with the previous period. As a result, the NOI margin for 2023 reached 89%, reflecting a 2% year-over-year increase. I'd like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than an accrued basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrued basis, we consider that reflecting on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and supports better decision-making. Please note that for ease of references, if comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the fourth quarter 2023 was 340 million pesos, representing a 17% increase compared to 290 million pesos in the fourth quarter 2022. For a comprehensive reconciliation between NOI on an accrued basis and a cash flow basis, please refer to our quarterly report available on our website under the investor section. Moving on to accrued base indicators, in the fourth quarter of 2023, the total revenue increased 14%, reaching 373 million pesos from 329 million pesos in the same quarter 2022. For the 12-month period, the total revenue reached 1,436 million pesos. This represents a 16% increase, amounting to 200 million pesos when compared to the same quarter of the previous year. The variation in revenue is primarily due to an increase of 18% in lease income. Acosta Verde achieved an operating EBITDA of 263 million pesos for the fourth quarter of 2023, making a 20% increase or 44 million pesos compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The operating EBITDA margin for the fourth quarter 2023 was 69%, representing a notable 6% improvement from the same period last year. Over the 12-month period of 2023, the operating EBITDA was 1,025 million pesos, demonstrating a 25% increase. With the EBITDA margin increasing by 7.7% to reach 70%, this growth in operating EBITDA for both the fourth quarter and the 12-month period was primarily fueled by a higher lease income, primarily from increased fixed rent. At the end of December 2023, the loan-to-value ratio remained stable, maintaining a level of 13% year-over-year. In terms of total debt, as of December 2023, the total debt was 4,802 million pesos, indicating a decrease of 733 million pesos, or a 13% compared to the same period of 2022. This reduction was primarily attributable to the prepayment of loans associated with Sendero Mexicali and Trust 2715 Subanco stores. It's worth noting that all of Acosta Verde's debt are denominated in Mexican pesos, while approximately 83% of our cash and equivalents are held in U.S. dollars. When considering the total net debt, we subtracted the cash and equivalents from the total debt. The total net debt was 2,143 million pesos, representing an 11% increase compared to the 12-month period from previous year. As of the end of December 2023, Acosta Verde's cash position was 2,480 million pesos, representing a 27% decrease or 934 million pesos less than the balance in December 2022. The decline was primarily driven by several factors. First, there was a prepayment of 480 million pesos towards loan for Sendero Mexicali and Trust 2715 Subanco stores. Additionally, fluctuations in the exchange rate negatively impact the balance by
183 million pesos. Also, an additional 268 million pesos were allocated towards construction of Sendero Ensenada compared to expenditure in 2022. And finally, the dividend payment of 125 million pesos contributed to the reduction in cash position. To conclude our presenting remarks and move to the Q&A section, I would like to thank you for listening. Now we'll open the floor for questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. There are no questions at this time. I would like to turn the floor back over to Edgar for closing remarks.
That will conclude our program. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to us. We appreciate your time and hope you have a great day.
This concludes Acosta Verde's fourth quarter 2023 conference call. You may disconnect your device. Thank you.